Peter Schweizer on Joe Biden lying, he even embellished family's car accident tragedy. By Robert Krajicek on September 23, 2019. Joe Biden has a penchant for lying so pervasive that he fabricates details about the 1972 car accident that killed his first wife, Melia, and his infant daughter, Naomi. Noted Peter Schweizer on Monday's edition of SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlowe. If you look back at Joe Biden's history of running for national office, he's been in a safe seat in Delaware since 1972. So he doesn't get challenged on these issues, said Schweizer of Biden's false public statements. Whenever he runs for national office, he comes up with these stories that are supposed to indicate some level of truth and what kind of person he is. But he always sort of exaggerates, and he even does it with some of the worst stories. Schweizer continued, everybody is familiar with the tragic story of Joe Biden being elected to the Senate and then his wife and daughter were killed in a car accident, and there's a lot of reporting on this by some news outlets of how the original and accurate story is that this driver sort of lost control of his car and this tragedy happened, and the man responsible for this accident felt haunted about it for the rest of his life. Well, over the course of decades, Joe Biden has added the fact, which is completely false, that this guy was a drunk driver. So he's even taken a tragedy involving his family to try to make it seem more favorable to him. The victim narrative, replied Marlowe, describing Biden as seeking political advantage through misrepresenting personal tragedy. Schweizer concluded, Joe Biden does the same thing with these embellishments involving Corn Pop or whoever else. It's pathological, determined Marlowe. These guys are all such liars. This guy is a serial liar and we act like Donald Trump is the first one who's ever told a fib in all of Washington. Listen. In January, Politico described Biden's public misrepresentation of the facts surrounding the deaths of his first wife and daughter as part of a pattern of gaffes in which he altered the narrative. Some of Joe Biden's confidants claim that Biden's grief contributed to his propensity for impolitic, loose-lipped gaffes, life is short, let it rip, including two public instances in which he altered the narrative of the deadly wreck by suggesting inaccurately the other driver was drunk. Overall, though, and over time, Biden has managed to turn his grief into a sort of interpersonal gift. In 2001, the week following the September 11 attacks, Biden gave a speech at the University of Delaware to a crowd of more than 2,700. He told them to not be afraid. He told the students their generation was up to the task to fight this fight. And he grieved for the people who had gotten a call saying their loved ones were dead. Just like that, they're in the morning, now gone forever. Once, he said, he had gotten that call. It was an errant driver who stopped to drink instead of drive and hit a tractor trailer, hit my children and my wife and killed them, he said. 6 years later, in a very different context, in Iowa for a second attempt at running for president, he relayed a similar rendering of the accident. Let me tell you a little story, he said to a quiet crowd in Iowa City. A guy who allegedly, and I never pursued it, drank his lunch instead of eating his lunch, broadsided my family. The problem was it wasn't true. The driver of the truck, Curtis C. Dunn of Pennsylvania, was not charged with drunk driving. He wasn't charged with anything. The accident was an accident, and though the police file no longer exists, coverage in the newspapers at the time made it clear that fault was not in question. For whatever reason, Melia Biden, who was holding the baby, ended up in the right-of-way of Dunn's truck coming down a long hill. The Newark Post highlighted Biden's false claims regarding the details of the aforementioned car accident. According to Delaware Superior Court Judge Jerome O'Herlihy, who oversaw the police investigation 36 years ago as chief prosecutor, there is no evidence supporting Biden's claim. The rumor about alcohol being involved by either party, especially the truck driver, Dunn, is incorrect. Herlihy said recently, Biden has been alluding to alcohol being involved in the crash for nearly a decade. During a speech in 2001, Biden told an audience at University of Delaware that a drunken driver crashed into his family. He told a similar story during a public appearance in 2007. No charges were made against Curtis C. Dunn, the driver of the tractor-trailer Melia Biden crashed into. Schweizer is president of the Government Accountability Institute and a senior contributor at Breitbart News. His latest book is Secret Empires: How the American Political Class Hides Corruption and Enriches Family and Friends. Breitbart News Daily broadcasts live on Sirius XM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern. Follow Robert Krajcik on Twitter.